好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是赶鬼受逼迫。
The sermon title today is Casting Out Demons.
我们讲到一些有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们知道，当有人在传福音的时候。
And we know that when some people share the gospel,
就等于是对撒旦的阵营发起了攻击。
And that is that they're just attacking at Satan's camp.
当然，撒旦也不会坐以待毙。
Of course, Satan will not just sit there and do nothing.
他会兴起他的邪灵小鬼。
He will just revive and his the evil spirit.
属灵的邪恶的势力会向上帝的子民、神的仆人发出攻击。
And the evil spirit will attack God's servant.
这好像是一个千古不变的真理啊。
That's the truth.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们好在有你啊。
And we are blessed, we have you.
有了你，我们就不怕一切。
We're not afraid because we have you.
因为你的名是万名之名。
Because your name is above all names.
我们一旦奉你的名去赶鬼的时候，鬼就要逃跑了。
So when we cast a demon in Jesus Christ's name, and the evil will just go away.
谢谢天父，听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Heavenly Father. When we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天讲到的题目是赶鬼受逼迫。
The sermon title today is casting out demons and being persecuted.
呀，刚才祷告的时候说了，当有人受尽归入基督的时候，撒旦就会来侵扰搅扰。
So we just thought in the prayer that when someone is baptized into Christ, Satan comes to disturb them.
呀，上个礼拜我们讲到吕底亚刚刚接受浸礼，与保罗、希拉、提摩太等有一个美好的团契啊。
So last week's sermon, we talked about Lydia just got baptized and the wonderful worship and fellowship with Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
神的子民在上帝面前欢喜快乐，撒旦最不开心。
When God's people rejoice and Satan is not happy,
他不高兴会怎么办呢？
So what will Satan do?
很简单，今天的经文告诉我们，他就直接出动污鬼了。
Very simply, and Satan just sent out the unclean spirit.
然后对仍然还在腓立比的短宣队员呢，进行搅扰和破坏了。
To disrupt the short-term mission team.
Yeah, 我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
与钱财纠缠的污鬼。
The unclean spirit entangled with money.
Yeah, 圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
Yeah, 圣经说贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
The Bible says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving.That some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains.
我们知道世间的恶是从那恶者而来嘛。
We know evil comes from the evil one.
因此呢，用钱财来诱惑人是撒旦惯用的伎俩。
Therefore, tempting people with money is a common tactic of Satan.
看看今天的经文是怎么诠释这个道理的呢？
Let's see how today's verse and explain this.
首先是污鬼所附的使女。
First, the slave girl possessed.By an unclean spirit.
此时此刻，保罗一行在哪里呢？
At this moment, and where are Paul and his people?
他们去到腓立比去看见吕底亚一群妇女嘛。
They went to Philippi and they just met Lydia and the ladies.
看他们的时候，他们正在河边站在那里祷告啊。
When they went there, and Lydia and those women, and they were praying there.
所以保罗带领吕底亚信主之后呢，继续带领吕底亚。那里的弟兄姐妹一同去开一个教会祷告会。
So after that, and Paul just led Lydia and those sisters went to have a church prayer meeting.
但是这个时候呢
？At this time,
亚撒旦竟敢向教会的祷告会发起进攻。
Satan dared to attack church prayer meetings.
我觉得他真是胆肥了。
And I think he just showed his daring.
圣经是怎么说的呢？
What did the Bible say?
圣经说有一个污鬼附身的使女迎面走来。
The Bible says that a slave girl possessed by the unclean spirit came to meet them.
在这里原文当中，这个污鬼的意思是指希腊神话当中那个守护 Delphi 神域的蛇，是那条蛇呀。
So the word the person in the original text refers to the snake, the guard Delphi.
甚至有些解经家们还说这条乌鬼这条蛇呢借着这个使女还可以用腹语就腹部来说话嘴巴不说话腹语来与人交通也是一种法术来迷惑人。
And the commentary also said that this may even use different spells such as ventriloquism to confuse people.
更加重要或者更加令人不解的是什么呢？
So what's even more to make people just not able to understand?
经过这个使女的一番这个闷操作呀。
And after some sudden operations by this maid,
他的主人们竟然就可以因此大大的获得财力啊。
Her masters can make huge profits.
这里留意一下圣经说的这个主人不是一个，乃是主人们，是众数，是复数。
Please pay attention. Here in the verse mentioned the masters, they are not only one, but many of them.
这让我想到一些既得利益的群体啊。
This reminds me about some group, and they are the one that will receive those benefits.
大家在吃饭、宴席上、酒席上常常说的话，世间财赚不完，大家一起发，对吧？
And it's just like a lot of people just mentioned, and they're just like the gathering and the eating says that, and they just let's just make the fortune with the money in the world.
所以这十来年呢，这个反贪打腐一打一个准，对吧？
And therefore, for the past 10 years, and those are things just like a bribery. It just, that's just a tons of it.
盼望弟兄姐妹能够记住一件事情，撒旦一定是在钱的事上，在观察、等候和诱惑我们的心思意念。
So just be alert. Satan will just use the money to tempt people.
好，其次是多日搅扰，惹厌烦的。
Secondly.Many days of disturbance and cause annoyance.
当年耶稣在加百农讲道的时候呢
？When Jesus was preaching in Capernaum,
在会堂里遇见一个被巫鬼附身的一个人。
He met a man in a synagogue and he was possessed by an unclean spirit.
这个人对着耶稣就大声的喊叫说啦
：“He shouted to Jesus.
他说：拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我们知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者，对吧
？”And he said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are.The Holy One of God.
有的时候我想，这个上帝认识神的速度和能力，好像常常超过人的。
And it seems like that Satan just knows God's speed is just faster than human.
今天经文当中的这个巫鬼呢，也同样对着保罗们也在喊叫啊。
The unclean spirit in today's passage also shouted at Paul and his group.
他说这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们说救人的道，这厉害吧？
The evil spirit said, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation."
还别说巫鬼，他真的什么都知道，好像。
Not to mention, the unclean spirit knows everything.
他只是不悔改而已。
But they just do not repent.
他说一次也就罢了。
So it only spoke just once, maybe not.
圣经说他不但是跟随着保罗们，还一连多日不停的那么喊叫。
But the Bible says that it not only.Follow Paul, but also shouted just like this for many days.
有的时候，撒旦看起来好像有一些能力，但其实是非常愚蠢的。
So seems like Satan has the power. Actually, he's very just it's like a fool.
当然也可能是他的一个诡计了。
Of course, it may be his tactic.
他叫着叫着就把保罗给叫烦了。
So once he just keeps shouting, so it annoyed Paul.
他可能心里边想着。这个保罗是谁啊？那还难道不能欺负欺负吗？还真以为保罗好欺负呢。
Maybe the Satan thought that Paul was easy to bully.
好，最后是奉主名就赶出来。
Finally, drive it out in the name of the Lord.
哪里晓得神的仆人转身对那鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。”那鬼当时就出来了。
Unknowingly, God's servant just turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
and dear brothers and sisters,
鼓励弟兄姐妹千万不要随便去惹动上帝的愤怒。
So I just encourage brothers and sisters, do not easily just stir up God's wrath.
也不要轻视上帝仆人对你的管教和劝勉。
And please do not just look lightly about God's discipline.
你不要忘记上帝的仆人有一个很大的能力在他的生命里边。
Please do not forget, and there's a great ability of a servant of God.
就是奉耶稣基督的名了。
That is in the name of Jesus Christ.
当人奉耶稣基督的名行事为人的时候，上帝的大能就与他同在。
When one does things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is with him.
撒旦的这些傀儡们吧，就以为彼得可以想抓就抓啦。
So those people belong to Satan, and they thought they can arrest the Peter when they want to.
Yeah, 这个保罗想关就关呗。
And they can just that Paul just can be imprisoned if they want to.
雅各想杀就杀呗。
And they can just kill James if they want to.
Yeah, 王仪、曹三强等神的仆人想判刑就判刑，怎么了
？Also, for Pastor Wang and the Pastor 曹三强, they can just sentence them to jail when they want it.
进到监狱里边，我想酷刑就酷刑，又怎么样呢
？And they can just do whatever they want to do to torture them.
结果是罗马帝国就灭亡了。
The outcome is the Roman Emperor fell.
Yeah, 希特勒就灭亡了。
And Hitler died.
斯大林就灭亡了。
Stalin is dead.
毛泽东最终也活不过83岁嘛。
At the end, Mao Zedong did not live up to 83.
难道还要我往下说吗
？Do you want me to go on?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
请大家记住一件事情。
Please remember one thing.
所有逼迫神儿女的人都必定没有好下场。
All those who persecute God's people will surely be end badly.
如果你还不清楚的话，略略的读一读历史就知道了，显而易见。
If you do not know, just read history and you will know.
我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
宁愿选择有鬼的财呀。
Rather to choose the wealth with evils.
呀，耶稣在格拉森将附在2000头猪身上的群鬼赶下山崖的时候呢
？When Jesus just drove demons possessed by 2,000 pigs off the cliff in this garrison.
呀，格拉森的居民因他们的财产损失而请耶稣离开他们。
The residents of the garrison asked Jesus to leave them because of the damage to their property.
真是世人都晓生命好，是唯有金钱忘不了啊。
Everyone knows that the life is good, but the money just cannot be forgotten.
首先是建立妄义的本性。
First, the nature of seeing profit and forgetting one's righteousness.
圣经没有说这个使女是怎样使这些主人们大得财利。
The Bible does not say how this slave girl made this master hugely wealthy.
但显然已经形成了一个既得利益共同体了。
But it is obvious that this is a community of a vested interest.
Yeah, 今天在国内，在中国国内也有那么一群既得利益共同体在的存在着，对吧？
Nowadays in China, and it also exists a community of vested interest.
Yeah, 有钱能使鬼推磨呀。
Having money can just make demons to push the wheels.
而且还是这个巫鬼用富裕等法术来帮助他们发财呀。
And it is the evil spirit who used the ventriloquism and other magic to help them get rich.
呀，有一些事情行在黑暗之中，不敢讲出来，在富裕当中悄悄地进行，难道不也是今天这个社会的现状吗
？And when they do things just under the table in the darkness and uses the ventriloquism.
渐渐的在这些黑暗的幽暗的属灵势力当中，这些主人们在社会上已经是变得有钱有势，人脉关系疏通，与首领以及在上掌权者彼此的勾连搭对，难道不也是今天的世界吗？
Under those kind of evil spirit, these masters just be wealthy and powerful in society, have good connection, and also.Be in collusion with the leaders and other people in power.
但是现在这个平衡被打破了。
However, this kind of disbalance.
圣经说，使女的主人们见得力的指望没有了，便揪住保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上去见首领。
The Bible says, but when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Sila and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers.
你影响我发财。
You just interfere for my just fortune making.
你不让我发家。
You will not let me just be prosperous.
没钱赚了，前路断了，当然就恼羞成怒了。
Of course, and when there's no money to make, and the source of wealth is cut off, and of course, they become angry.
我们当中多少人的生命的驱动力是以金钱为转动的发动机呢
？So who just among us, and who just has?Use money as like your activator.
Yeah. 其次是冠冕堂皇的理由。
Secondly, the high sounding reasons.
他们来到首领面前了。
Now they come to the front of the leaders.
这个话该怎么说呢
？So how should they say?
总不能说他们将我们借以发财的鬼给 赶走了，使得我们的财路断了，说不出这个话来，上不了台面呐，对吧
？So it just cannot be said that they have driven away the demons that they rely on to make money, and thus cutting off their financial path.
可能有人会担心，首领会问，哎，怎么有这等发财的门路也不告诉我呢
？Maybe they're worried that the leaders may will ask, "Why didn't you tell me about such a way to get rich?"
又或者说，首领早就是他们主人们的其中一位了。
Or in other words, the leader may just already be one of the masters, and that's a, like a secret shareholder.
门面上的这些主人们这些人物，不过都是些白手套帮他洗钱的。
And they're the one just like money laundering.
而这个首领不过是暗中的股东而已。今天在中国的社会，这样的现象还少吗
？And the masters may be just the, like a secret shareholders. Isn't that just rare in today's society?
总之呢，他们都需要一个冠冕堂皇的理由啊。
In short, they all need a high-sounding reason.
上个礼拜三 ，Colorado 的最高法院判定了前总统川普呢，于2024年在本周没有资格被提名参加总统的选举啊。
Last Wednesday, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that the former President Trump was not eligible.To be nominated for president in the state.
这可是一个在美国历史上的破天荒的一个创举啊
This is like just something just happened ever.
一个人是否能够被选举成为总统，这个权柄、这个能力的来源，不再是由选民决定，乃是由某一个政治机器、政治群体、政治机构来决定。这开始变成独裁，开始变得民主就不存在了。
So in this case, and whether just the person just can be just elected, can be voted as president, it's no longer just by the people, but it's by the government. It's just like a coming to like a dictator.
这是一个三岁小孩子都读得懂的戏码呀。
And this is the tactic even the 3 years old kid can understand.
一个典型的政治正确的迫害啊。
And this is a typical politically correct frame up.
不惜抢夺选民的权利啊。
And they just that just does not hesitate to rob voters of their rights.
他们当然也需要一个冠冕堂皇的理由嘛。
Of course, they also need a high-sounding reason.
理由就是指控川普呢，在参与了2020年1月6号冲击国会山的暴行，说是川普在背后指挥的。
And the reason is they just accused Trump of participating in the atrocity that the storm the Capitol Hill on January 6, 2020.
但是问题是美国最高法院没下结论呢。
And however, the Supreme Court did not give a conclusion.
好吧，你能够这么做，你做初一，当然就有人做十五吧。
If you do this, and other people may do the other one.
昨天然后就听到说是德州和 Florida 两个州呢，也同样有人提出来了，要把2024年总统选举拜登的名字在他们两个州里面剔除出去。
And yesterday the news says that in Texas and Florida, they also just want to just remove and Biden's name and to be elected.
我想想，这一下来就热闹了，美国就热闹了。
In this case, now in here the in the U.S. and things will just kind of stir up.
当美国的选举制度被破坏的时候，美国也不再是美国了。
If the election system has been just damaged, and then the U.S. is no longer the same.
民主不在，法治不在。
And democracy, and also the, and it's just the ruling is no longer there.
冠冕堂皇的理由有的时候是很可怕的。
Sometimes this kind of so-called as a high-sounding reason is terrible.
好，最后是群起而攻之击打。
Finally, the group just rose up to attack and struck.
显然这些主人们的理由是行之有效了。
So the reason is given by these masters are valid.
在当时的社会环境来看呢
？Look at the situation in the society at the time.
别的不用说，仅仅说他们是犹太人，这条就很足够了。
Needless to say, it is enough to say that they are Jews.
坦率讲，犹太人在整个国际、整个社会当中，与其他的民族的关系并不是那么太友好的。
So actually, the Jews in the society, they're not just quite that get along with the people.
他是上帝的选民不假，我们都知道。
We know it's true. They are God's elect.
只有有智慧的、聪明的属上帝的人，才能看懂犹太人的本质，因为他们是蒙上帝的拣选嘛。
Only people belong to God can understand that the Jews and their God's elect.
Yeah, 坦率讲，美国也沾了这个光啊。
To be honest, U.S. and will benefit from this.
你祝福上帝的选民，上帝就祝福你。
When you bless God's elect, and God will bless you.
Yeah, 美国有可能很多的不好的地方，但这一条它是最有智慧的。
So for the U.S., maybe there's just many parts that's not good. However, on this point, they did good.
理由原因我们未必知道，但起码我们知道，在美国有一大群是属上帝的儿女，新约的信徒，对吧
？Maybe we do not know the reason. However, in the U.S., there is a tons of the God's people.
Yeah, 从世界的角度来看呢
，From the view of the world,
犹太人是一群善于经商，而且自然的身家是不薄的。
Jews are good at doing business and naturally have a lot of money.
在一般的生活方式上来看呢，犹太人的比较相对比较封闭一点。
And about the lifestyle, the Jewish is relatively closed.
一般不太愿意跟外人来往的。
They generally do not interact with outsiders.
啊，他们吃的、喝的、用的都与众不同。
And what they eat, drink, and use is different.
啊，我们八月份去以色列的时候，坐在我们旁边就是一家生了八个孩子吧，八还是十个孩子的一个大家庭在那里。
So,August of this year, when we just took the airplane, and on the airplane, there's a Jewish family. They have like an 8 children.
他们的食物是自己从家里带上飞机的，不吃飞机上的食物的。
And they did not eat the food provided in the airplane. They just brought their own food.
彼此之间在讲话，跟外人是不讲话的。
They just interact with each other, but they do not talk to people around them.
在外人的眼中，显得处处的格格不入于人。
So in the eyes of the outsiders, they seem out of place.
规矩还很多，外人不了解，那当然以你为奇怪嘛。
They have many rules and not understood by the outsider and are even a little strange.
那保罗们他们原本就是犹太人呢。
And Paul originally they are Jews.
信了耶稣基督又传讲福音，对吧
？They believe in Jesus, also they share the gospel.
那当然，在整个腓立比的城市里面形成了一个很强的一个逆流冲击这个社会。
So therefore, in the city of Philippi, and they just like a very strong wave.
所以人们就将保罗们拉到市上去见首领，最后还见了官。
Therefore, not only did they take Paul to the market to meet with the leaders.
呀，首领呢，可能是一个行会呀、啊，一个商会，一个市场，一个市集，一个地区的领袖。
So the leaders maybe just like leader in the commerce.
但他未必是一个官员，大家分得清这个啊。
But the leaders may not be the officials.
但是他们除了把他拉去见首领，还让他见了罗马的官呢。
So those people not only just took Paul and this group and to the leader, also they took them to meet with the officials.
一般情况下，当官的都是不学无术的。
Usually, those officials they don't have a high education.
对文学啊、哲学、历史一问三不知啊。
And they just have no knowledge about all those the education.
有官就有了权，还读什么书啊？不读书。
Once they have the authority, and they just don't study.
这些官长们一听说有人要改变罗马人的规矩，那还得了？
When the officials heard that someone wanted to change the rule of the Romans, and how could that be?
最关键的发现，整个这个闹哄哄的这个场面呢，还有一个让自己得民心的机会啊。
And seeing that also, and there's still a chance to win the heart of the people.
那当然就顺势，圣经说官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打。
Therefore, he just took advantage of the situation, and the officials ordered them to strip off.Their clothes and beat them with sticks.
自己给个权柄，让一些人挨打，让另外一些人解了气，成为自己的支持者。官员最喜欢做这样的事情。
And the officials love to do that, and just give the authority and just let them to do the things they want them, just order them to do.
这一切都背后有一个核心价值观。
With all this behind that, there's a core value.
就是在腓立比的人们是宁愿选择有鬼的财。而不愿意选择有上帝的公义和福音呐、啊。
And that is, and the people in the over there, they only want to choose the money, just wills belong to the evil, and not they do not want God's righteousness.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
捆绑中的自由敬拜。
Free worship in bondage.
好，这下好了，保罗们妥妥的挨了打，而且是用棍打的。
Here it is. Paul and the team were beaten with rods.
看啊，那为主的缘故被这些敌基多打的神的仆人有福了。
Look, blessed are the servants of God who are beaten by this antichrist for the Lord's sake.
因为他们在见证主的荣耀啊。
For they bear witness to the glory of God.
首先是逼迫中的捆绑。
First,bondage and persecution.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
自古以来福音所到之处都难免会遭受到逼迫的。
Since ancient times, wherever the gospel goes, it is inevitable that it will encounter persecution.
将人剥光衣服用棍打，不但是皮肉之苦，更加是一份羞辱啊。
Stripping people naked and beating them with sticks is not only painful to the flesh, but also humiliating.
正如耶稣基督被钉十字架。
Just like when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
你们知道吗？耶稣是被脱得光光的。
And do you know that Jesus was stripped naked?
创天造地的主宰被脱得光光，衣饰不挂，挂在木头上。
The creator of the whole universe was stripped naked and crucified on the cross.
大家有没有想过，我们的主是受尽了羞辱的？
Have you ever thought about that Jesus, our Lord, has suffered all the humiliation?
好，学生不能高过先生的弟兄姐妹。
A student cannot be higher than a teacher, brothers and sisters.
凡跟随主的人都要经历这种羞辱，不能例外的。
And everyone who follows the Lord will also experience this kind of humiliation without exception.
两年前的夏令会，我们从市中心步道回来夏令会的营地啊。
2 years ago at Nordic Summer Camp, we were returning to camp.From preaching in downtown.
我刚回到家就有人来报告，牧师啊，有人喝醉了酒，连续用手扇，一位弟兄。我说扇怎么扇呢？他扇了二三十下呀。
When I just returned to the camp, and someone just reported that a drunk man slapped a brother 20 to 30 times with his palm.
我那天刚好是染上了 COVID-19 啊。
And that day I got COVID-19.
然后拖着发烧、眼花缭乱的身体出去看一看吧。
So I just dragged my feverish and the dizzy body out to see.
见到这位行凶者，我就问他你怎么回事，怎么要打人呢？
When I saw this assailant, and then asked him, why did you beat him?
这位行凶者无端端的上来给了我一巴掌。
The assailant came up and for no reason just slapped my face.
当然这样的事也不奇怪了，到了末世了。
And of course, this, in these last days, this kind of things is not uncommon.
理解你的人吧，就给你一份祷告，一份关心了。
So people who understand you just pray for you and care for you.
那不理解的你的人呢，或者甚至属撒旦的人呢，敌基督的人呢，就会说你不老练了，不成熟的，怎么会做到一个地步被人打呢？
And for maybe some people, they're not just mature enough, and they just say.So why are you just the shepherd of the church to the point and being beaten by people?
这其中也有些是我的多年的老朋友吧。
Some of them, they're just, it's my old friend for many years.
我也为此会感到伤心难过呀。
Of course, I feel very sad.
包括这位行凶者，我也是跟他是多年，认识很多年的。
Including this perpetrator, actually, I know him for so many years.
也盼望了他的悔改，盼望他的回头啊。
I also pray for his repentance.
希望他能够快快的悔改，真心的去追赶耶稣基督啊。
I also just pray that he would return his heart and repent and also follow Jesus.
我也略略的担心他因为用他的手去打了神的仆人，上帝不知道要怎么对付他。
I also have concern because he slapped God's servant, how God would treat him.
我也常常祷告求神将给他的刑罚尽可能的减轻啊，免得他受不了。
I also pray to God to reduce God's punishment to him, otherwise he will not bear that.
更加重要的是给他一个悔改回转的心，帮助他了解他的生命一直没有被十字架对付。
More importantly, and his life is not just being just dealt with the cross yet.
喝酒、抽烟，还不知道还有什么样的坏习惯，每天在聚会的时候叼了个烟就在那里，肆无忌惮，目中无人呐。
And smoking and the drunk, and also he just attending worship with the while just doing the cigarette.
在他的生命里边，我们哪里见到有敬畏和敬虔呢
？So in his life, we just do not see that he honored the Lord.
也请求认识他的弟兄姐妹就为他祷告吧。
I just pray that the brother sister who knows him pray for him.
好，其次是随处随在赞美啊。
Second, praise everywhere.
保罗就这么被无端端的挨了打。 剥光了衣服，蒙羞辱。
Paul and his team were just beaten with rods for no reason and stripped naked and humiliation.
不但如此，还被下在监狱里边，两个脚还上了木狗，对吧？
And they were just thrown into the prison and had fastened their feet in the stocks.
好，怎么办呢？
What could they do?
如果是你遇到这个光景，你该怎么办呢？
If it was you, what would you do?
是凄凄惨惨的哭泣吗？
Would you just cry miserably?
是怨天尤人的苦读吗？
Or blameful and bitter?
祥林嫂般的埋怨吗？
Or complaining just like a Xiang's wife?
还是想着怎么样以后寻得机会报复他一下？
Or thinking about how to find opportunity for revenge in the future?
如果我们真是这么做的话，我们与外邦人又有多少区别呢？
If we really did that, what is the difference between us and the Gentiles?
我们看看圣经是怎么记载保罗们的回应。
Let's see how Paul and his people just responded.
圣经说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
The Bible says about midnight, Paul and the Silla were praying and singing hymns to God.
坦率地讲，这样的人世界是不认识的。
To be honestly, this type of people and the world do not know them.
当然也不配认识。
Of course, the world also at it, the, nor does it.
你知道这里边的关键点在哪里吗？
Do you know what a key point is?
他们在唱诗赞美神的时候不是表演哦。
The key point is that when they sing to praise God, it is not a performance.
乃是随处随在的赞美。
But they praise everywhere.
我八月份去约旦。
So the last August, I went to Jordan.
我们走去 Petra, 就佩特拉古城的那条有岩石排列的通道的时候呢？
And when we walked through the passage of the ancient city of Petra,
我看见当时的岩石就不住地对神发出敬拜和赞美啊。
And I just couldn't help. I just give my praise to God.
自觉不计，自觉地唱起 How great thou art, 你真伟大这首歌。
I just couldn't help but sing How great thou art.
想不到这首歌是一个国际通用语啊。
And this hymn, actually, that's the international hymn.
几乎凡属上帝的儿女都听过这首歌，也都会唱这首歌。
And all God's children, and we just can sing this song.
有一位英国来的弟兄经过我，听见我的唱歌，停下来和我一起唱。
A brother from England heard my singing and stopped to praise God together with me.
我们俩都唱哭了。
And we both cried.
看见神的奇妙，感动到流泪啊。
We were moved to tears when we saw God's wonderful creation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
随处随在赞美神不是一个表演，是一个生命的习惯。
Praising God everywhere is not a performance, but it's life.
好，最后是福音传进监狱。
Finally, the gospel were preached into prisons.
今天的经文故事并没有完呢。
In today's sermon, the story is not over yet.
今天的讲道其实内容也没有结束。
Actually, in today's sermon, the message is not finished yet.
在23节的最后结尾的轻轻地留下一句话。
In verse 23, just left a gentle sentence at the end.
圣经说，众囚犯也侧耳而听啊。
The Bible says, and the prisoners were listening to them.
那接下来发生什么呢？
What's going to happen next?
我今天不讲，下个礼拜讲吧。
I will not talk about that. I'll share that next week.
单单就保罗们将福音传进监狱这件事来看呢，其意义重大。
So I'll just say that Paul just preached the gospel into prisons, which is of great significance.
此话怎讲呢？
So what does that mean?
因为我们想想，耶稣基督道成肉身，降世为人，舍命十架，复活升天，就其本质上来讲，也好像是来到了犹如监狱的世界，将福音传给我们，对不对？
Because Jesus Christ became flesh, came to earth as a human, and sacrificed his life on the cross, was resurrected and ascended to heaven. In essence, he came to the world just like a prison to preach the gospel to us.
我们看看主的榜样就好了。
Let's just look at the Lord Jesus. He's our model.
基督还在十字架上受苦的时候呢？
While Christ was suffering on the cross,
他仍然唱出了一个敬拜的赞美啊。
He's still saying praises of worship.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
保罗他们祷告、唱诗、赞美神的时候呢？这个众囚徒、众囚犯也侧耳而听啊。
Paul and Silas were just praying the same hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
他们不但听见，
Not only did they hear it,
接下来还要见证神的大能。
But they also had to witness the power of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果有一天我们可能也难免会进到这种光景。
Maybe one day we will enter into this kind of situation.
人处在淋雨之灾的时候呢
？So when we just under this kind of tribulation,
我们要怎么活我们接下来的时间、光阴与生命的？情景呢
How are we going to just live our life in this kind of situation?
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主的大能是差派圣灵。
The power of the Lord is to send the Holy Spirit.
撒旦急了就派出污鬼。
When Satan is anxious, he sends out unclean spirits.
但是我们不必害怕。
However, we don't have to be afraid.
因为我们可以凡事奉主耶稣基督的名啊。
Because we can do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢主你的恩典与荣耀。
Thank you for your grace and glory.
我们愿意用心灵诚实来赞美你。
We want to just worship and praise you with our spirit.
因为当我们来到这世界去传扬你的福音的时候。
When we share the gospel to this world.
万民都要归向你。
All will come back, return to you.
凡属于你的都要起来赞美你。
The one belongs to you will praise you.
主，我们再一次的奉你的名去祷告、祈求和感谢。
Once again, we pray and just I give the thanks that in the Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢恩主，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.